Manu Patra alerts dated 5 June 2018. Supreme Court has restrained finalization of sale of assets of Binani Cement Limited without its prior approval but allowed the debt resolution process to go on. U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to design a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Delhi High Court has said that it will consider the scope of powers of the Bar Council of India, BCI, and the steps that can be taken by the BCI to ensure that law colleges hold the mandatory number of class hours as prescribed by it. Delhi High Court has asked Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, administration to sympathetically consider the plea of a student to allow her to complete her postgraduate course, which she had to abandon midway due to trauma after she was sexually harassed by another student of the institute. Kerala High Court has directed over 400 workers of the State Road Transport Corporation, who have availed a long leave and taken up jobs abroad, to rejoin duty within 1.5 months. Central Information Commission, CIC, has directed the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, and the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, to spell out the efforts it has been making to bring back the priceless pieces of historical importance. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has clarified that any interest delayed payment charges charged for delay in payment of brokerage amount settlement obligations margin trading facility shall be leviable to GST. Central Board of Indirect Tax and Customs, CBIC, has clarified that service tax cannot be levied on ambulance services provided to the government by the private service providers under the National Health Mission, NHM. SEBI has relaxed requirements to comply with delisting norms for companies facing insolvency proceedings provided the resolution plan lays down the procedure for delisting that particular entity from the exchanges. National Company Law Tribunal has admitted insolvency proceedings against BSE-listed Sri Lakshmi Cotton after the Kanpur-based textile manufacturer failed to repay nearly 4,000 crore rupees in loans to a consortium of about 10 lenders led by Central Bank of India.